Good morning, Mojo.
Have you noticed these walls?
What about these walls?
Some of these walls aren't.
What do you mean? Walls are walls, or they aren't walls.
That's what I'm saying. These aren't.
Of course they're walls.
Some are, some aren't.
How do you define a wall?
Don't define it. Just feel this wall.
Ah, so you admit it is a wall.
There is a wall, but this isn't it.
I'm looking at a wall.
You're looking at something that isn't.
Mojo, are you speaking jumbled mumbo?
No, not mumbo jumbo or jumbled mumbo.
Okay, have it your way. No wall.
Touch it.
Touch a wall that isn't?
That's right.
Why? Will I get a shock?
You may be shocked, but you won't get toasted.
You're up to something.
Go ahead, touch it.
What's the big mystery?
You gotta touch it to find out.
You're setting me up.
I wouldn't do that.
Why are all these robots standing there watching us?
They're curious, aren't you?
Oh, all right. I'll touch the wall. It better be good.
You won't be disappointed.
Good morning. What are you two up to?
Ooh, Mojo has been telling me that these walls aren't.
Aren't what?
Aren't what they appear to be.
Oh, you mean just like reality?
Just like that.
So, what's with the walls?
Touch one and find out.
Wait, I get to do that.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, here goes. I'm reaching out.
I hope that's not stand-up quicksand.
What?
You know, the vertical kind that grabs your arm and pulls you in.
Oh, you'd find that funny, wouldn't you?
Oh, on the contrary. I'd be shocked, wouldn't I, Mojo?
I'm not sure that's the word.
Flabbergasted?
You've never been flabbergasted in your life.
Are you kidding? I was born flabbergasted.
Well, if no one's going to touch the wall...
Wait, it's mine. Don't touch. Here goes. Oh, this feels... soft.
Really?
Oh my God, all the walls have lit up.
It's alive.
Oh, they're plasma screens.
The whole wall?
The whole room.
Are all the rooms this lively?
Well, I don't know about all of them.
This is some high-tech castle.
Oh yeah.
This looks familiar.
I think it's a club in Rio.
Brazil?
Far as I can tell.
Do different rooms have different environments?
Well, I've only tried a couple.
Castle lined with plasma screen.
What will they think of next?
I don't think I want to think about that.
I bet someone's been thinking about it.
Ah, I thought I'd find you in the Casbah.
Isn't it amazing?
It's like having the whole world at your fingertips.
He never said anything about this.
Including... where did you meet Sanford White?
I met him in Paris, in the spring.
Ah, April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart? Sounds wonderful, except Paris in April. It's usually damp, dark, and cold.
It was a lovely day in May.
May in Paris, with the bees, and the birds, and the blossoms. That must have been... romantic.
I had stopped at a sidewalk cafe. It was very crowded. All the tables were so close to each other, I was almost rubbing elbows with the man seated next to me. He was a large man in a white suit with white shoes and wearing a Panama hat. He made a comment about the weather, we started talking about Paris, and then, when he discovered I was from Montreal, he told me that he had once lived there.
But why are you in Paris? Are you on holiday?
It does me good to get away from paradise now and then.
Is that where you live? Paradise?
That is where I live, yes.
And where exactly is paradise?
It's an island in the Caribbean. It's called St. Alicia.
Oh, I assume it's very beautiful.
It's breathtakingly beautiful.
And what do you do there?
I'm building a castle.
Oh, a castle in the tropics.
Yes, an honest-to-God castle. I would have preferred to have bought one ready-made, but they're rather a scarce item down there.
Is it a large castle?
As castles go, no, it's rather modest.
So is this something you've always wanted? Your own castle?
I had an English nanny who told me stories of knights in armor and tales of the Holy Grail.
Oh, and princesses held up captive by dragons.
Yes, there were fierce dragons guarding great treasures.
Oh, were you disappointed when you discovered that life isn't like that?
But it is.
Really?
These things may still exist, but on dimensions that are quite different than ours.
Do you believe that?
I do. And I believe so do you.
And then he told me how we'd found the perfect location to build this castle. He felt it was on an intersection of Earth energy lines.
Oh, you mean ley lines?
Yes, though I was skeptical.
Why?
Well, I felt if he had built his castle in a sweet spot, as he called it, that it may have been a sacred place, once used by the original inhabitants of the island.
There were stories of ancient rituals.
Sacrifices?
Oh, yes. And even a lover's leap.
Oh, a cliff that lovers would leap from?
Life can be tough for lovers.
Oh, it sounds like a strange place to build a castle.
I don't believe any of it. You must come and see for yourself. I think you will find it's a very sweet and benevolent location that I've chosen.
But why are you building a castle?
Why not? What is life for but to explore?
I thought you said you had retired.
No, I can never retire. There's too much of life to experience. My castle in the moonlight is one of the loveliest sights you'll ever see. Trust me.
A few months ago, I received an email from Sanford. There were photos of his white castle. He never mentioned that it was white. When I saw what he had built, I thought this was out of a fairy tale.
Yeah, it's out of a fairy tale, all right. His own.
What are you saying?
I don't believe it.
Why don't you believe?
Well, this is such a state-of-the-art castle. It's hard for me to believe that he built it just to indulge himself.
Well, I think he's the type of man who does indulge himself.
Oh, excuse me. I was trying to find the railroad room.
The what?
The railroad room, you know, where they have the trains.
Are you going somewhere?
I was going to meet Mojo. He said he'd be in the railroad room.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, I thought I heard a train down the hall.
That-a-way?
No, the other way. That-a-way is Copacabana.
Oh, I think they're having fireworks there.
In Copacabana? I'll tell Mojo. Merci.
Now, where were we?
Sanford.
There's something fishy going on here.
Oh, Jack. Do you always have to turn everything into a mystery?
And you think it's all just hunky-dory?
It's what?
Hunky-dory.
What is that?
Well, you know, Peachy Keen, Jim Dandy.
Oh, do you mean Ducky?
Ah, Ducky. Yes, exactly. Everything here is just Ducky.
Good. I'm glad we agree.
Huh?